Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour, 8 o'clock, wherever you're sitting. Thank you for joining us today. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, is our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so pleased to have him out there doing what he's doing, teaching, training, and educating people. And we appreciate your support. Go to LibertyTour.org, LibertyTour.org, and find out what's going to be taking place in Texas outside of Fort Hood, and we're really pleased about that. Let's see, we've got somebody in Connecticut. Is it Louis in Connecticut? Louis, yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Joyce. Good morning to your guests. I live about a few miles down the road from Newtown.
Uh-huh.
And Newtown and it's like Sandy Hook, that's like a rich area, well-to-do people.
Mm-hmm.
But a few miles down the road in a city they call Bridgeport, it's a low-income area. The high schools, in that city, they have a special police just for schools. And they have metal detectors, and they have armed guards. And they have silent patrol on the phone poles. So when the kids get out of the high school, it's like an armed camp. You see more police than you see kids. What I was saying is, I don't know for factual, but if that happened in a low-income area, it wouldn't have happened because they have armed guards and metal detectors in the schools in that city. So I noticed in low-income areas they have metal detectors, school police, and in a high-class areas they don't.
And it's called deterrent. It's called a deterrent. Let me ask our guest, Stuart Rhodes. Interesting that's just a small way down the road that is totally different, Stuart.
Well, yeah, apparently because they're concerned about crime, they put the police in the school. But here's the thing is that everywhere, unfortunately, wherever you are, you could be attacked. I mean, you had some guy in China go crazy with a sword. You had a guy in Japan go crazy with a knife. And so no matter where you live, there are crazy people who will decide to go kill people. This is just the unfortunate reality of human life. You need to be able to take care of yourself. And as the caller points out, in a well-to-do area with low crime, usually, people have kind of a false sense of security. And that's where you see the occasional home invasion, like I believe also happened in New England, in an upscale area, where a family had two home invaders come into their house and torture the daughters and burn them to death and rape them.
Right.
It was really horrendous. So this kind of stuff happens even to people who live in very upscale neighborhoods. It's just the reality of life. And you have to be willing to deal with it. And you should be trained to deal with it, especially if you have children under your care who are looking to you for protection. You better be competent and able to defend them.
Well, thank you very much, Louis, for the phone call. We haven't even seen things like hunger starting yet. And with the number of people that can't get jobs, the number of people that are being displaced from their homes, we're not even seeing some of the side effects or complications of life that could create even more crime within the homes. I mean, we are in some instances, but it's not going to get any better in the near future. Is that your opinion?
Yeah, I think that's definitely correct. I mean, we're looking at an economic collapse coming that people should be prepared for, and you're going to have to take care of yourself. And this is the thing, is that free people should be responsible for their own personal protection. We're supposed to be the militia. We're supposed to be the security of our communities, not just relying on professional guardians. It doesn't work. I mean, I have all the respect in the world for decent police officers who respect the Constitution, but they're still not going to be there when you're attacked. They're not sitting in your house right now. They're not in your car with you while you drive to work. If you get carjacked, it's going to be on you to defend yourself. And so that's just the reality of life. And when you have social breakdown, it becomes very, very clear. And then you see militias pop up. You see guys standing on their front line with rifles and shotguns. After every friggin' hurricane that's out there, it happens. Or after every huge, like during the Rodney King riots, like the Korean store owners taking responsibility for their own protection of their own store when the cops bailed out. So no matter what, if there's a social breakdown, you and your neighbors will have to take care of yourself. Why not get squared away now? Why not start a neighborhood watch? Why not get trained? And so you're ready and equipped and organized to take care of things.
I could not agree more. Thank you so much, Stuart Rhodes, for joining us from Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org, and libertytour.org. Thank you, sir. We salute you at the Power Hour.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day. Thank you so much. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Sendeo is our guest this hour. He really needs no introduction. He had an above top secret security clearance. He worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of a black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, developed in the development of flying saucer technology. He's a computer programmer, senior systems analyst, research physicist, marine architect. My gosh, what has this man not done? He has written an amazing book. We're going to be talking about that. His wife wrote Dare to Prepare, which I understand is selling great guns right now. Oops, sorry about that, but is really selling because people are wanting to get prepared. He does a tremendous amount of work on his website for you at standeo.com about weather changes. And we're going to talk to him about weather changes. And again, Josh's favorite guest on the Power Hour. Welcome to the Power Hour, Standeo.
Thank you, Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning. Well,
for me, it's really good morning because, you know, the sun is just now creeping over the horizon over here in Colorado.
Well, you know, and it's always good to have you join us. But it is not a fun time in this country. We're looking at so many things that scare the living daylights out of us. And weather is one we haven't talked about, and we'll get to that in just a second. We haven't talked about that with you in a while. But let's talk about the events taking place in Connecticut. This just really disturbs me because I see so many red flags that scare me also. So it's not just the loss of life, which I can't even conceive of that. but it seems like there's a lot of red flags around that. What are your thoughts?
Oh, definitely. This is just too coincidental timing, you know, for me. And certainly there have been a number of school shootings over the last, probably 10 to 12 years. But I'm sure you're aware of this and have probably addressed it already on your show. A lot of these shooters and these kind of things were on various antidepressant drugs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether intentionally or otherwise, it's making a Manchurian candidate or potentially out of a lot of these people that are borderline, you know, nutcases anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I saw reports, too, on one of the news channels about early in the day on the Connecticut shootings. There was a helicopter flying over chasing the police, chasing another guy, another shooter, into the woods behind the school. And then when you see the sheriff, the chief, you know, of the state troopers there, saying, look, if you guys report anything in the press about what's going on here that I don't authorize, you know, I'm going to come down on you heavy. It's almost like, I don't know, they're trying to cover up, or either they're trying to keep the investigation quiet while they go after the other shooters or something. I don't know. But it just, something smells to high heaven there.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, we get off onto the issue of the facts of the case not making any sense, and that bothers us. And then, you know, we lose sight of perhaps the tragedy. Well, I don't know. I don't think people are losing sight of the tragedy, because that's pretty obvious. It is just so criminal, so wrong. So, I mean, you've got it to me. If I were to create a shooter, if it were my job that I were to create a shooter with the information coming from MK Ultra, with the drugs, the video games, the slasher movies, I mean, it's as if I couldn't dream up a better way to create these kinds of people going in and creating problems. Then you've got the vaccines with the mercury, thimerosal. You've got brain-damaged children from autism and Asperger's. And by the way, Asperger's just came about in 1994, by the way. And, of course, it was the Gulf War veterans' children who had Asperger's in the very beginning because of the tremendous amount of vaccines. So we create the perfect storm for a shooter, and then we stand back and go, oh, my gosh, we need to take the guns away.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah. It's really, really, you know, as Hollywood say, it's non sequitur. It, I mean, 100,000 people a year die in hospital accidents, you know, and prescribing drugs or in surgery accidents or whatever. So do we get rid of the doctors because of that? I mean, more people die in hospitals than die of gunshot wounds in the United States every year. Lots more, about six times more.
Well, yeah, we talked to Stuart Rhodes about that earlier, and we covered that. And, of course, he says, you know, he agrees, like, with me. It's boomeranging back now to, we need to have a gun. We need to protect ourselves rather than, oh, let's give them all up. I really don't think, you know, the president's going to attempt to do this. But here's what scares me. They have linked and said, we need to look at people with mental problems. All right, this child who had Asperger's, this 20-year-old boy, was above average in school. He had finished some college courses already. He was being homeschooled. His mother allegedly was a prepper. I don't know. But you've got all of this coming down to where I fear that any military person with PTSD is going to soon lose their weapon, and that frightens me.
Yes. Look, I think that the administration will try to pass gun control legislation that is just absolutely prohibitive, you know, and this will force portions of our community to take action somehow or another. They want civil disobedience to, you know, declare martial law and virtually make it a dictatorship. So I think that Obama definitely is going to push for, you know, excessive gun control and confiscation, that kind of stuff. And when you consider we have over 250 million guns privately owned in the United States, a buyback is not the issue. They're just going to steal them back from you or put you in jail for it or something. This, we're on the cusp of America just melting down.
Uh-huh. And we haven't even placed into all of that fray the coming financial collapse, which is going to bring about a thing called hunger, which most people in this country really don't know anything about.
That's true, and they're going to be out there with whatever weapons they can get to get the food. And on that note, 2 days ago in China, some nutcase with a knife killed 22 people. If somebody's going to go out and create mayhem, they're going to do it even if they have to use rocks, you know? And over in China, those were grade school kids like us hit in Connecticut here. It's just, oh, you know,
well,
I don't know what to say. I'm just aghast at what's happening.
Yeah, we are. We all are. You know, the Henny Hanna just sent me an email saying that he was agreeing with what Mr. Stewart said in the prior segment. He said, but what we can almost guarantee then is that there will be a government false flag, including and involving an armed teacher. Now, you know, we can almost see these things coming down the road and happening because they keep upping the ante each time to make it right for their side to be able to do anything they choose to do. And, of course, the president says, I will use whatever force this office has, meaning, you know, I mean, he's already a dictator anyway, so
yeah.
No telling what he's going to do.
You remember back in 96 when down in Port Arthur in Australia where they had that, massive shooting down there, and then they took away all the guns in Australia. It was Port Arthur in Tasmania. But anyway, the thing is, one event like that, and it weren't children, just adults, you know, the tourists and people there, were killed by this man. And so they immediately, in the emotional outpouring of that, said, let's take away the guns, we'll buy them back. And they bought back maybe 400,000 or 500,000 weapons. But in the immediate year after that, violent crime, you know, murder, armed robbery, all this went up appreciably. And this is not news. But what I'm saying is, that was a simple thing. America, you know, we're a gun society. We keep and bear arms. It's going to take more than one little thing like that to make everybody get up and say, we've got to stop this gun business. So you can see why they're doing such ridiculously terrible, you know, awful things here to get the American public to support anti-gun legislation. It's going to take a lot, and they're certainly putting it into the act.
Well, we mentioned, yes, they are, absolutely. And we mentioned possible civil war coming as a result of people wanting to take the weapons. I mean, people are talking about that now. And I know in the state of Missouri, my goodness, these people are pretty proud of their weapons and are not going to be turning them over at all. But we've got this thing called a financial collapse you related to earlier. We've got weather changes coming. Let's go into the other aspects that might create just more of an implosion of this country than we've already even thought about. I mean, look at New York is still desperately needing help, and yet we're just, it's as if the government has abandoned them and said, too bad, so sad, live in those dilapidated houses now that are destroyed and figure out how you're going to deal with no water.
I wonder if the FEMA employees over there in the New Jersey region are still, taking a tourist trip around the area and sightseeing and stuff, or whether they're getting their job done.
Well, they're probably staying in 5-star hotels when they're not working. That's
when they're not sightseeing, you mean?
Yeah, when they're not sightseeing. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, they don't even have the FEMA trailers there yet. And, you know, look, Katrina. There's still things left over from Katrina. And now you look at this and you say, whether things are going to get worse, whether things have been getting worse for 10, 15 years, but this is really starting to come down in huge amounts. And it's not just weather, it's geophysics. Look down in Louisiana at the sinkholes there. This is a problem that's not going to go away, and it's going to increase rapidly. Portions of that area there, the Coen Bayou and stuff, certainly are way down, you know, sinking. Bubbling gas is coming out of it. We've got methane hydrates in the ocean, you know, boiling up from the heat. This is all going to create, like, flammable foams and gas clouds that could ignite. A lot of stuff happening. And I trace a lot of the weather changes back to the sun itself.
All right, let's start with the situation in Louisiana when we get back from this break. Because
I'd like to talk
about these sinkholes and what they might be caused from. There are a lot of speculations out there. Who, what, where, when, and why? How bad could they get? We'll be back with the Stan Deo after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Tendeo today. The book Dare to Prepare is going to help you to get ready for whatever. I mean, it just is such a complete Bible of information that one would need. And if you haven't gotten it, now's the time to get it, because we're looking at so many things around here that don't make any sense. And it's all about taking care of you and taking care of your family now. It's not about creating a whole lot of change. It's about kind of pulling back and saying we're going to hunker down and take care of ourselves. And how long have we been saying that? Well, I think it's going to be coming to fruition that the collapse of the economy is going to be fairly soon. We're talking with Sandeo about the sinkhole in Louisiana. what do we know about this sinkhole now? What is fact versus fiction? Because there's a lot of people trying to guess as to what's causing this. What do we know that's fact on this, Stan?
Well, obviously we know that it is collapsing underneath there, and it's releasing gases because, I mean, you can see the videos and the news clips where the bubbles are coming up. And it is hydrogen sulfide in most cases that they've reported, which is toxic and flammable. The solid domes are called diapirs, and they've been a geological phenomenon under study for years. In the Middle East, there's a bunch of them over in the Persian Gulf region and inland over to the Jordan River. Sinkholes are more prevalent now, and I don't think just because our news is looking at it, as an item to hype or whatever. I think sinkholes are more common than they've ever been, which tells us that the Louisiana thing is something of great concern, because there are a number of salt diapirs there along the Louisiana coast and offshore under the Gulf of Mexico along the coastline. These things, if they're breached, like the one in the Coin Bayou there, if they're breached, this puts an area of weakness where ground moisture can start eventually eroding the salt through the breach and cause the dome to, collapse on itself.
Hmm.
Once it starts like that, if there's anything stored in it, which, the Texas Brine Company puts stuff down there, to store gas and various other things like that, and in other salt diapirs in the area, Texas corporations and other corporations have put toxic waste and radioactive waste down, and I'm thinking they'll never surface. And now, if all of that goes and starts blowing stuff up in the atmosphere, from Louisiana kind of weatherward toward Florida, you can expect more illnesses and toxic gas plumes and whatever to come out of these things. I wouldn't live in Louisiana myself now for free. It's just a dangerous area. And if the New Madrid area releases a major quake, I'm quite fearful that these borderline stable salt diapirs in the region will collapse as well, and it will just cause the eruption of all the toxic stuff I was talking about. You see it in Florida, you see it in Santa Cruz. There's reports in the news just every week about a new, sinkholes formed. And
okay.
That gets back, of course, to my theory on the expanding Earth, but that's another thing.
Okay, I want to get to that, but I want to also talk about, I want to do sinkhole 101. All right, what is a salt diapir, number one? I mean, explain the terms that you're using here so we can understand. How does a sinkhole start, and what is the first, what creates it? What happens in the life of a sinkhole?
Well, sinkholes can be formed by a number of processes. One is primarily water underground from leaking pipe from a river or a stream that they didn't know about under an area, and softening, wetting and making, fluid almost, the soil under a place that has weight on it. And, of course, it sinks in. Some sinkholes, like in Florida, in a residential development down there, occurred right in the middle of a golf course. Again, water seepage and underground water condition. Now, that's primarily the major cause of sinkholes, but you ask, why aren't sinkholes, why haven't they been more prevalent through history?
Right.
And I'm thinking it's because of the Earth's core is heating, and the Earth is expanding a wee bit and stretching the surface, which weakens areas that were normally held together just by the pressure of the dirt around the air, the pressure of the mantle. And when you stretch it, it makes it thin, and it's like a soap bubble. If you make it too thin, it pops, or, it holds in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a salt diapir is a different kind of sinkhole.
Okay, when we come back, let's start with that when we come back from this break, because Texas Brine is the company that owns this cavern that is suspected of being the cause of the sinkhole. And who is Texas Brine? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Stan Dale.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Stan Deo is our guest today, and the book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, the final edition, that ought to tell you something right there, is available at the Power Mall. Its list price is $60, $60. Rosie's got it for $29.95, the collector's final edition. And Dare to Prepare by Holly Deo is $40 on special for the Power Hour. So please call the Power Hour. We also have Christianity Unmasked, the Mayan or the Masonic and Occult Symbol book, Fossilized Customs, Brotherhood of Darkness, and also Grown by Nature on special. And Topperson is on special at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Also, Strauss Herb products are still on special. Those of you who use Strauss Herb or use Strauss Drops, oh my gosh, the Heart Drops are on special. Get them. I also wanted to mention that I told you, or you heard me, get so choked up in the first break, or the second break, that I couldn't even hardly talk. And I went upstairs and took those four oils I was telling you about. It's gone. The feeling to cough is gone. So if you have lemon oil, essential oil, and we recommend the therapeutic oils by Young Living, lemon, frankincense, RC, which I think stands for respiratory and cough, and Raven. Those are the four I took. I drank it down, and just a few, couple of drops of each one. Amazing the difference in just about 3 minutes. So if you have those oils, keep them out, because hopefully you won't need it. but there's a lot of illness going around. So please get what you need in advance, your Super Silver, whatever it is that you use, get it in advance. And call us at 877-817-9829. We're going to be closed next week. We always take the last week of the year off. We call it our end of the year break. So we're going to take the next week off at the Power Hour. So we will not be here next week. So if there's anything you need, get your call in now. It's Tuesday. You got time to get it. Call us at 877-817-9829. We're talking to Stan Deo about the sinkhole, the giant Louisiana sinkhole that's swallowing even more land. And you just told me during the break that Holly handed you some information. How big is this sinkhole now, Stan?
Well, they're estimating that it will peak out at about 40 acres or, in football fields. I forget how many. I think it's about 30 football fields large.
Wow.
Now, they are admitting, some of the locals, not the officialdom, that there are the hydrogen sulfide gas and radioactivity are leaking out of that salt diapir. Before we went to break, I was going to explain what a diapir is. It's spelled D-I-A-P-I-R, diapir. And, you know, ages ago, in the formation of the crust of the earth, the mantle, various areas of sea, salty sea, dried up and left huge brine deposits, or salt deposits, rather. Now, in time, floods and other, you know, plate movements put dirt over the top of these salt deposits. So you had massive amounts of rock and dirt over the top of just big kind of collections of salt. Now, you wouldn't think about this normally, but the elements in the surface of the earth have different densities, or, you know, weight, in essence, you know, per cubic, whatever. And certain things can be lighter than others in the surface of the earth. In this case, salt is usually in the diapir region, is usually lighter than rock and dirt. And salt also has the characteristic that it's sort of elastic and can deform and ooze up toward the surface from the pressure of the dirt over the top of it in time. And so it can form a column of salt, just pushing its way up through the mantle up until it reaches almost to the surface. Now, that's called a salt dome, a salt diapir, a salt pillar. All those terms apply to the same thing. Now, obviously, if it gets close enough to the surface that water can intrude into it, natural water flow, it will eventually dissolve the salt and start letting it leach into the surrounding sediments and layers in the soil. If there is a bubble in there, you know, like a gas bubble, hollow bubble, inside that salt dome, then it can be used as a storage for, you know, gas or other materials. But it's risky at best because eventually there are going to be geological or weather effects or something that will penetrate or crack that dome and allow the stuff inside to leach out, which is what's happening in Louisiana. It's just, we're flying blind with a lot of the things that we're doing to our environment. And I keep getting back to the fact that, you know, we need the good Lord, the architect of this planet, back here with things in order, because we're like blind mice trying to figure out science about this place, and we're messing it up terribly.
Now, the beginning of this was in May 31st when the parish residents began to notice bubbles that were percolating up from the bayou. Bayou Corn and Grand Bayou. Now, that's not unusual, though, because we've heard of things like swamp gas before. So is this something that is created, or that, you know, there may be a lot of others of these, or does it have to do with fracking? Does it have to do with oil and gas production? Is there anything else involved here, or is this just
in this
nature?
Particular case, there could be other factors, because we know that there have been wells dug in the area and that Texas Brine Company has put stuff down in, taking stuff out. I mean, you know, mining brine, mining salt is a business. People like salt. I think that this is contributory to that. There are a lot of other salt domes throughout the coastal region there, which, you know, I don't know who's done any tampering with them, like drilling for oil or gas or storage or what. I just get back to the fact that it was very short-sighted to use these areas to dump stuff that was toxic in. That's just very short-sighted.
Right. And then where do we come in with the radiation? I mean, hydrogen sulfide is one thing, but where do we get radiation in these pits?
Well, a big problem in the industries that use radioactive materials, whether it be radium for watches or whether it be nuclear waste or whatever, is where to get rid of the radioactive waste. I mean, they've talked about putting them in missiles and shooting them up to the sun and letting it go into the sun. But radioactive waste stays around for many, many lifetimes. And so they were thinking, where can we get rid of it? I mean, people want electricity and nuclear power, and we want bombs. And, well, okay, we'll put them down in a salt dive, air salt dome. And that's where the radiation comes from primarily. There's some background radiation that occurs all the time in the Earth's surface. But this was man-made problems with radiation, I'm pretty sure.
So the salt dome, once it's emptied out, is being used then to store gases or store whatever they want to store into those areas?
Yeah.
Underground?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, hugely stupid. Anybody
We've been doing this.
That?
The industry's been doing this since about, oh, gosh, at least 1970. I mean, I talked to Texas Instruments when they were burying some of my toxic materials for me. They took it and put it down a deep well over there.
Wow. So DNR scientists, it's being reported, say they think an underground Texas brine salt cavern failed, allowing the earth to fill the 2,250-square-foot cavern, causing the sinkhole to form. And thus now we have this sinkhole. And if you looked in the aerial pictures, I think they'll be in the email blast, you will see it looks like oil inside, you know, on the surface of the water.
Well, I suppose it could be. I mean, there's a lot of oil in the area, you know, in the whole region there, in the Gulf region. And the crust of the earth there, the mantle, is thinner in places because of what was called the Chicxulub meteor impact, which hit in the Yucatan Peninsula region and pushed, you know, the surface of the earth like a rug that you squish up, push it up into the Mississippi River Valley. And so Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi all have a fragile substructure there as a result of that meteor impact, you know, eons ago.
Wow. All right, so what do you think? I mean, nobody seems to be particularly alarmed by this. I mean, Homeland Security is reporting it exists. What are they attempting to do? Are they just going to let it grow and grow and grow? I mean, there doesn't seem like there's any. I mean, you certainly can't fill it up. You can't do anything with it. So are they just moving people away from the area?
Oh, yeah, they certainly, they've got 300 people who can't go home for Christmas in the area of the Corn Bayou because, you know, it's dangerous, the gas and radiation and stuff. So long-term plan, I don't know what they're planning to do with it in officialdom. But I know that at this point they're probably not trying to start a mass migration away from the area because it's financially destructive. And as you mentioned before, the world economy and the American economy are on the brink of collapse and total chaos. So everybody's probably kind of trying to do everything they can to keep it quiet. Yeah, the whole area.
They really are downplaying it. I mean, they're downplaying it. But how many potential sinkholes do you think there are, or how many indicators or indications of sinkholes are there around the country?
Well, I don't know, but I can look at the bathymetry, the elevation maps of the Gulf of Mexico, and I can see visually a number of very large salt domes out there. When I say very large, we're talking like miles across. So the smaller ones, I don't know. Look, all of Louisiana and the southern half of it is sinking. If I could advise, like my son and his family, move out of there and get to higher ground because Louisiana is just going to be a swamp before it's finished.
I mean, you're saying it's going to grow to be that significant in the state of Louisiana?
Yeah, it's not only the salt dome itself. It's the land of Louisiana, for some reason or other, is sinking in the southern portion of it. It's lowering. It's not like feet per day or something, but it's lowering, and eventually the coastline is going to be inland.
Wow, that's discouraging. That is, wow. I don't know what to tell the people of Louisiana. Now,
that's not counterculture news or anything. I mean, USGS has told people that Louisiana is sinking. it's just not been played up in the press.
That's for sure.
Property values would suffer, and of course, the residents would suffer when it happens.
Boy, that's for sure. I mean, it's really being downplayed. All right, let's move to, I know Holly sent me a new map of earthquakes that you have on your website, predicting or talking in terms of where these earthquakes are. Is anything changing with respect to earthquakes?
During the last 3-4 weeks when we started putting this back up on the website, I had access to new data after, you know, a 6-year hiatus, and I found a more accurate way to forecast these quakes. In fact, in the last 4 weeks, I think I had about 90% accuracy in 1 week, and as low as 70% accuracy, you know, in the low week. But
wow.
I've noticed that in the last few days that the earthquakes have just suddenly, the frequency and magnitude have dropped down, which is not altogether bad, but it, in the case of the Earth's structure, the mantle expanding and going, undergoing stress changes now, when the earthquake rate drops off suddenly after being so big a month ago, I'm thinking that something is building up, and I'll be watching as we approach full moon cycle to see if that correlates to what I'm seeing and predicting. There are some earthquakes occurring out in the eastern Pacific Rise, which is kind of west of Ecuador and out into the ocean there and south of the Baja considerably. But these things are not even giving signals, you know, electrical or thermal signals, which I use to forecast maps, and just out of the blue they're hitting, which is really quite a concern to me because I don't know what's causing those. I should be able to detect them. But if you go to our website, like Holly was telling you, and standeo.com, and just scroll down just under the pictures there on the top of the page, you'll see Stan's earthquake forecast. And you click on that picture, and it takes you to that day's forecast plus the archives of every forecast I've made plus an analysis of how many of the earthquakes that came, like Richter 5 or better, or 4 I think it is, how many of them I predicted accurately. It tells you the data predicted them and then, you know, the time period which they occurred. And at maximum, seeing 7 days delay, and sometimes it's been 1 day after I predicted that the quake occurs. I can't be any more accurate than that. But
wow, that's good.
This is something that I think we're going to see an increase of, particularly in Alaska and in California, which we're more concerned with than most, and in the Juan de Fuca Plate off Washington, Oregon coast. Inland, I can't tell you about the earthquakes because I have to have a body of water and an electric density map, which occurs over the water, to be able to determine where they're going to occur. So if we have one in Nevada or up to New Madrid and stuff, it's going to be a surprise to me, too, but I think we're going to see them.
And when you say you had a 6-year hiatus of not being able to get this information, what were you referring to, and how is it that you now have the information?
Well, for 10 years, from 1996 to 2006, the Navy, U.S. Navy over in Monterey, California, at what's called the FENMOC, Fleet Numerical Meteorological Center, they had a Super Cray over there, which was analyzing satellite data, buoy data, and some aircraft data, whatever, to give what's called a sea surface temperature anomaly map. And basically that meant the change in sea surface temperature, either hotter or colder, and a map all over the entire planet. And this was working. I was getting about 70% at max using that technique. And it was because I found in their data a way to notice when one side of a fault line was getting warm and the other side was getting cold right across from it, that this was indicating a current flow, electric current flow across the fault, which requires, you know, crystalline structures in the mantle there, so it produces, you know, piezo electricity that transfers the heat. Anyway, in 2006, the Navy decided to go to a new satellite constellation, they call it, and use new software, and they classified that, so I couldn't get to the data any longer.
Oh.
I mean, you know, they knew I was doing it, because when it first started happening, Holly and I visited the FENMOC Center, and they took us into the secure area and to the programmers handling the data we were using. So they knew, and they liked what I was doing. They couldn't endorse it officially because there was a 30% error due to cloud cover and other errors. Now, when it stopped in 2006, when the data stopped coming, I looked everywhere to find other sea surface temperature maps that were the same resolution and that, and electrical maps, and just could not find it. About 6 weeks ago, somebody sent me an email and said, check out this, you know, university, and they've got data. And so I did. And sure enough, I started running the test, and I was absolutely astounded at how much better this one was than the Navy to let me see the electric and thermal changes. So I combined the map showing thermal changes and electric earthquake signals into the map you see now.
Okay, when we come back from the break, I want to know what it is that we can see from this information that you've got on your website, Standeo, DEYO.com. Then I'm going to ask you, why do we need to prepare for what? What do you see as imminent threats coming our way? We'll be back with Standeo. We've got a 3-minute break. This is Joy Schreiner. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina, if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 54 minutes after the hour. We're going to have Standeo with us a little bit longer past the hour, I hope, because we got to talk about the importance of these issues and the importance of preparing. If you don't see it now, hopefully you will by the end of the show. And the book by Holly Deo is absolutely the number one book, Dare to Prepare, which is at the Power Mall. Stan, what does this information on your website tell us? When you are pulling off all this information about whether it's the temperatures in the water or whatever, are you able to predict where earthquakes will happen? Or what are you seeing when you look at this information? Or what will our listeners see? Help us to guide us through it.
Okay. I made this map so that it's as easy as possible for people to read where an earthquake is about to happen. I put red circles around the area, and the diameter of the circle doesn't really matter. It's just showing the area that is likely to suffer that earthquake around the center of where I detect it's going to happen. But I'm also putting red arrows on these maps of the world daily to show where there are strange temperature variations, severe ones, either heating or cooling, in areas of the planet, which tell us, you know, severe electrical storms are probably going to be happening in those areas. Mainly happens in the Indian Ocean and some around South America. But I still put these arrows up to show people there's a heat anomaly here, which could be a submarine volcano in some cases, or it could be a massive storm front. These things are so important to, well, like the Mexican Navy, the Admiralty rang me and said, look, I talked to the whole Admiralty at once on a conference call. And they said, look, how do we use these maps? And I explained, because they wanted to have early warning of tsunamis or other characteristics of large earthquakes at sea, because, of course, a lot of Mexico is on the Pacific coast. And then I got a call and emails from the Association of Island Nation States, about 50 island countries, who are very concerned about tsunamis and eruptions and things near. So there are people using this, to advantage, to protect their people. Like over in Fukushima, the universities there in Japan are using the data as well. So it's a public service, a free public service I offer to try to help people to get ready for things that are going to happen in their area within a week's time. But the smart people are going to do like you were saying and prepare for interruptions of food, for flood, for tsunami, earthquake damage. You know, these things are real and present dangers to not only the United States, but many of the coastal regions of countries of the world.
I think that's important. The absence of food, the absence of water, all of these things that appear to be almost imminent. And from what perspective would you say they're imminent? I mean, what should we start looking at, or what do you feel is the biggest threat to this country?
Well, to the country, it might not be geophysics. However, let me point out that my analyses of the last years worth of earthquakes in the United States showed that Alaska, Central Alaska, and up in the bay there is a very earthquake-prone area. There are a lot of little small earthquakes relieving pressure, which is good. California, the Baja region, that's definitely a danger zone where I think that we're going to see massive subsidence in earthquakes over the next decade or less. The New Madrid area has had a few little earthquakes. Yellowstone to the northwest is showing a few little trace earthquakes. And in that case, in Yellowstone, this is a bit of a concern because they're from what's called harmonic tremors in a new vent, a magma vent opening out to the northwest. And it may spill up, magma over the surface, or it may erupt. I'm not sure what will happen with that. But those are geophysical threats. But the economy is one that you can almost, it's just, you can taste it. We're about to collapse. Unemployment's so high.
So we don't need to be worried about earthquakes being the thing that will create the problem. I mean, it could be a potential, it could exacerbate the situation, but the financial collapse, that right there is enough, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back 1 minute, 10 seconds with Stan Deo. I'd like for him to talk about an event he said that took place at his house the other day. We'll be back 1 minute, 10 seconds.